Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are looking at Psalm 1. Now, all the psalms together are called psalms. Each separate psalm is a psalm. And you say, what am I saying? So often I hear people say, Psalms 9. Well, I know what they mean, but it's really the ninth psalm or Psalm 9, right? And we looked at it in a previous episode, and we saw that there is a description here of someone who is the blessed man. And the blessed man is one who walks a certain way, stands a certain way, and sits a certain way. He doesn't walk in the counsel of the wicked. He doesn't stand in the same way that sinners do, in among sinners. He doesn't sit at the seat of scoffers. This is what he doesn't do. He doesn't walk in the way of sin, is the bottom line. Someone who does that is going to be blessed. But so what does he do? He delights in the law of the Lord. And on this law, he meditates day and night. In other words, it's in the forefront of his mind. It is the base and the foundation for all of his thinking, his decisions, what he does day in and day out. It's predicated upon what he knows about the law of the Lord. And he delights in it. Okay? He delights in the law. He finds pleasure in the law. And too often, particularly the way we actually express it, we say and act like that the law, the way of the Lord, commandments, instructions, the exhortation, the encouragement of the word of the Lord, that it's a negative thing. It's a hard burden. And it's not. Jesus himself said, no, my yoke is easy. My burden is light. And so we are to do this, folks. We are to delight in the law of the Lord. If you delight in the law of the Lord, then you will be blessed. How blessed will we be? Well, verse 3. He, the one who does this, is like a tree planted by the streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. And all that he does, he prospers. So this man who is blessed, this man who meditates upon the law of the Lord, this man who rejects the way of sin, the way of evil, is like a tree planted by a stream of water. Well, that's pretty precise right there. Is it going to be good for a tree to be planted by a stream of water? Well, yeah, because he's going to receive the nourishment of water year-round. What will this tree do? It's going to yield fruit. But notice, it yields fruit in its season. In its season. And if you just think about the pattern of fruit or vegetable production, whatever it is, we know that it is a process from the time of the planting of the seed to the time of the harvest of the fruit. So this tree will yield fruit in a season. So will the blessed person. Too often we want to superimpose our understanding of what that blessing looks like upon somebody. And so if they're in a season that we're not seeing a ton of fruit, they're in a season that looks like it's being challenging, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, we think, well, they must not be blessed. No, no, no. They're just in a season that will ultimately bring forth fruit. And its leaf is not going to wither. They're not going to wither away, this blessed person, because of the streams of water. And then this last little phrase, and all that he does, he prospers. So he's going to prosper in all that he does as long as he what? Meditates upon the law of the Lord. It doesn't mean that everything's going to be perfect in your life. It doesn't mean that every decision you make is going to be correct. I think sometimes we think that, well, if I do this, then I'll never make a wrong decision about something. No, no. But I tell you what, if you take the decisions before the Lord and you meditate upon that and you await him, then you will not make a mistake related to it. Then, verse 4, he brings the juxtaposition of the blessed man. He brings in the wicked. And he said, the wicked are not so. Not so as compared to what? Well, the blessed man, the righteous man, the wicked, they are like chaff that the wind drives away. Chaff is that dried up part of the grain that is of no use. And it needs to be separated from the grain that is of use. And so you see this very strong comparison between this dried up chaff that the wind blows away and the tree that is anchored by a stream that is bringing forth tremendous fruit. The wicked aren't going to be like that tree. Therefore, a term of conclusion here, folks, in light of all this, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. So what does it say at the very end right there? The way of the wicked is going to perish. Sometimes we need to remind ourselves of that when we see the wickedness ever increasing. When it looks like, as a matter of fact, we're going to see some Psalms like this where David is saying, hey, why is it that it looks like the wicked prospers in everything they do? You know, that those kind of questions we ask ourselves all the time. No, ultimately, the wicked will perish. Because why? The Lord knows the way of the wicked. But in verse 5, it said that the wicked will not stand in judgment. Now, it doesn't mean that they are not going to be judged. No, no. Look at the judgment it's talking about. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. So the context is the congregation of the righteous. The context here is the congregation of the believers. The wicked will not stand. They will not withstand the judgment that will bring forth those who are true believers. Those who are true believers will be judged. They'll be judged at the Bema Seat judgment of the Most High God. Those who are wicked are going to be judged at the Great White Throne judgment. So the wicked will be judged there, but they're not going to be standing with the congregation of the righteous. Why is that? Because the Lord knows. He knows the way of the righteous. He knows who's righteous. And he knows who is wicked. So it's interesting that this is the first psalm. I mean, it starts off from the very beginning describing the one, blessed is the man, describing the wicked, describing the blessed man, rejecting the wickedness, rejecting that kind of counsel, rejecting the scoffing, rejecting all these things, and embracing with delight the word of the Lord. Because this is what the psalm is. This is what the psalms are. And we can be and are, if we choose to be, like a tree planted by a stream. And we will bring forth the fruit that the Lord has for us in season. And everything we do will prosper if we delight in the law of the Lord. Of course, that begs the question that we need to ask ourselves just individually, privately. Ask it of ourselves. Not of one another, but just ask of ourselves. Are you delighting in the law of the Lord? Are you delighting in the word of the Lord? Are you delighting or are you distracted by the ways of man? So much of what we think we know is really not derived from the law of the Lord, but is derived from the mind of man. As a matter of fact, we're going to touch on a lot of this stuff as we go through Psalms. I suspect that it will be quite disruptive to all of our thinking. But don't worry, God likes to do that. In his love, he likes to disrupt that which we think we know and then show us the real truth. Are you ready? I know I am. So let the word speak. Again, I'm Dale. Thank you so much for your time. I'll see you next episode.